don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling your radio with water. Don't worry, we're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're going to start a new life under the sea.
So, am I going to drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
And welcome to Hour 2 of the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master, broadcasting from the hot tub of Neil Watson's house. He's turning 70. Jerry Beatty is turning 60. They're celebrating together tonight for a big event at Neil's house. And it'll be about 250 people gathered around his hot tub celebrating in accordance. By the way, the emails, the phone calls are flooding the studios here at Scuba Radio, wishing Neil and Jerry the best. Here's a good one. I just got a little text here from Lucia. You remember her from Andros, little Bahamas operation over there in Andros, and she said, yeah, you know, Neil is so old, we told him to act his age, and he died. Okay, I like that one. That's good. That's funny. I don't care who you are. But that's good stuff right there. Yeah. All right, so we're going to get back to talking to some of the diving celebrities that are here. Mermaid Tony is in a blue mermaid tail in the hot tub, kicking back, relaxing right now. You are having fun, right, Tony?
I'm having an amazing time.
Yes, and you know, this is kind of a warm-up event for her, because tomorrow, her along with some of our other partners in crime head over to Grenada to get down in Grenada and enjoy some of the diving that they have there on the Spice Island. And giving us a little preview, we have Richard and Diane from Lumba Dive in Carriacou, right off, you know, one of the sister islands of Grenada, is on Scuba Radio right now. How you doing, guys? Welcome.
Thank you. Welcome to you as well.
Yes. Now, we're in a hot tub, so we're very relaxed. I hope you're near water at least. And I assume you are if you're kicking back on Carriacou.
Here in Carriacou, we have more reef than wreck. We have only three little wrecks, but the reef that we are fully in health, and there's a lot of fish, and the corals and the vegetals are very, very in good condition. Unfortunately, we seems to have a little green color due to the Orinoco River from Venezuela, but within a week or two, it should be okay.
I thought I heard you say something about your vegetables, but maybe that was just something in the accent I didn't pick up. Is that?
I got to tell you, I think that there's something in your accent that's getting to be a problem.
Yeah, well, it's hard to hear. It's the bubbles in the hot tub, and I apologize, Diane. What can I say? But basically,
I'm sorry, because as I said, we have a really hard time hearing you.
Yes, well, that's probably a good thing.
I think I'll just hang up, and maybe it would be better.
Okay, well, you know, we get that a lot.
You can stay on.
We get that from a lot of our guests, don't we, Bill?
I honestly think it would be better if you had just one phone. So if Richard and Diane, if you could have just one phone, that would probably make it a little bit better.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what
we'll
do.
We'll try. Go
All
ahead.
Right. No, okay. No problem. You know, you guys are on Carriacou, and that's like the out island of the Grenada chain of three islands, right?
Yes, this is where we are. We are located a little bit up north than Grenada.
And it's a little more rustic, I'm guessing.
25 minutes of flight from Grenada.
Would you compare it to like an out island in the Bahamas or something? Or how would you? What would you compare it to, Diane? Have you been to the Bahamas or some other places that we may be more familiar with?
The only place I went in Bahamas was a Virgin Island. There was no people on the island. I was sailing around the Bahamas, but I didn't stop anywhere, so I cannot compare.
Okay, so but it is an out island type of experience compared to the main island of Grenada, I'm guessing, right?
Yes, it is. It is quite different. It's quite. It's more quiet.
More laid back,
here it's
relaxed.
Mostly, sailors. Sailors that are coming over. But the people living on the island are mostly fishermen.
Ah, I know,
Greg, if I can interrupt for just a second.
Yes.
And Diane, just so you know, this is Bill. I'm back in the studio, and I was not invited to come.
Okay.
Because
he's not allowed.
I'm not allowed. I mean, there's the restraining order and all that.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
The real question I have is, has anyone ever been kicked off of Kerikou for being too loud?
No, not as I know.
All Greg right. told me that's why I couldn't go. That he was afraid I would get kicked off for being too loud because it's a quiet, relaxed type of environment out there and that I would be too loud.
Yeah, Bill snores.
No, I don't think so. People can have a lot of fun and sometimes their music sounds up to 5 a.m. in the morning. So you don't have to worry about that.
All right, that's
good. So I could have come. I could have gone with you.
Anytime. And you're more than welcome to come.
No, he's not. Don't tell him that. Don't give him any false hope there, Diane. We don't want to get his hopes up. Because we know we'll just have to we'll have to dash them immediately. Now it's called Lumba Dive. Is that how you say it? Lumba Dive.
Yeah, it's called Lumba Dive. Yeah.
Lumba. Okay. So is Lumba mean something? That's kind of a unique name for a dive operation. I just wondered if there was a story behind why you guys call it Lumba Dive there in Carrie.
Actually, we had purchased this business last December, and it was the name of the purchase before. So from the former owner, apparently Lumba means in Indian, how do you say that? Sorry, my English is not too good. It's like dolphin and kind of... dialect of India.
Okay, all right. So
I can't say it is that. This is what he told us.
All right, well, I'm going with it. I think that sounds good. That's a great story, and I'm going to say Lumba means dolphin in Indian, and we'll just go with that.
We hope so.
Yeah. But, we're looking forward to coming over there and doing some diving. Last time I was on the island in Grenada was just before the holidays in December last year, and we obviously didn't get to get over to Kerikou. It was a short trip, but... we're anxious to get over there for a few days. And do you bounce back and forth from the mainland and your island a lot? Or are you pretty much there on Kerikou and you guys just stick to your dive operation, Lumba Dive, and go with it?
No, we mostly stay on the island. We go into Grenada about once a month only to have meeting with the other dive shops. So
you're keeping busy.
Actually, we're doing fine here.
Yeah, you don't have any reason to leave.
It's starting to be better and better. So
that's excellent.
Kerikou is starting to be known by itself. Like Grenada is known for the wrecks that they have, and Kerikou is starting to be more known about the reef that they have.
And it is easy to get to as well, isn't it? Isn't there a ferry that goes back and forth like every day? Is that the deal, or what?
Yeah, there's a ferry early in the morning, and there is one at 3:30 in the afternoon to go back and forth. And you can also take a plane for people that can come over by plane. It's about 25 minutes travel, and they could go back by the ferry in the afternoon.
Got it. Now, how many times have you had mermaids visit Kerikou?
How many time of what?
Mermaids. That in Indian, that means a beautiful girl in a costume.
I know what a mermaid is. It's just that I didn't hear the question. I'm
sorry. Okay, no worries. Yeah, have you had mermaids here in Kerikou before?
I didn't see any since I'm here.
Okay,
so
well, we're going
to
change that.
Next week.
Yeah, we're going to bring some of our mermaids over there and let them experience some of the diving and let some of the island folks there experience the mermaids. It's a give and take kind of thing, but it's all good. All about having fun and enjoying the underwater world, right? And sharing that joy we love as divers, correct? You're with me on that, aren't you? That's a universal language. Indian, Kerikouian, or whatever. Everybody can relate to that, I'm guessing, right?
Yeah, you're right.
All right, good. Do you have a favorite dive site that you guys like to visit yourself that you look forward to sharing with us next week?
Actually, we have few sites that were interesting to see you, but as we will be the last one that you will dive with, that will depend where you will, which site we would have visited before. But we're having a surprise for you for after the dive.
Okay,
so that's going to be the fun part of your passage with us.
Okay, wait, that doesn't involve law enforcement, does it?
They're going to cook you and eat you for dinner.
You're not too far from it.
Hey, you know, we just went to Fiji a few months ago. Is that where cannibalism started? Was Kariakou? I don't know. We're going to have to find that out. But no, I'm really looking forward to it, Diane. Thank you so much for spending a little time with us. Once again, it's lumbadive.com, LUMBA dive.com. Check them out on the web. And, of course, listen to the show over the next couple of weeks as we broadcast from Grenada and Kariakou and bring you along for the adventure. We're going to have four mermaids, Pup, the scuba cowboy is going to be with us and his crew. So we're going to have live music and all kinds of fun and frolic there on the island of Grenada and Kariakou over the next two broadcasts of Scuba Radio. All right, so we are back here at Neil Watson's hot tub. People are starting to filter in. I hear Stuart Cove is very close. Evidently his matter of fact, he's so close he's standing next to me. He is actually here. So we're going to talk to Stuart Cove from Stuart Cove, Dive Bahamas there in Nassau Paradise Island. Also, Mermaid Tony's here. Tony, are you relaxed? Are you feeling good? You've never actually done a show with us where you actually got to kick back in a hot tub and just relax.
I have not. No, this is quite nice. Can we do this every time?
We could, but I don't know if we'd ever want to leave. And Neil, you know, he doesn't do this every day. He just does it for, you know, key birthday events and things like that. So
well, you already gave me to him for his birthday.
That's right. You're
so
here.
Does that mean
his
I still
property.
Get to go to Grenada?
You'll have to ask him, I guess, if he'll allow you to leave and let us borrow you here for the next 10 days. I don't know. I think maybe we can. As a matter of fact, he's already been drinking. It's his 70th birthday. You know, chances are he won't even remember this tomorrow. You hear what I'm saying?
So we should just sneak out.
Yeah, just sneak out. Just forget about it. You know, when you get that age, things start getting a little bit more forgetful. You know what I'm saying? Let me see if I can pull up some of these other birthday wishes we got for Neil. See, when Neil was born, the Dead Sea was just getting sick. You think? Maybe. I don't know. Oh, there's more. Oh, he's so old, we told him to act his age, and he died. I told you that one. Cottonelle asked him to check his bags, and he didn't have any luggage. Oh, well, okay, the ringers just keep on coming. We got more coming up from Neil Watson and Jerry Baby's birthday in the hot tub. Next, stay close to the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
Now, we'll need oxygen.
I got it covered. In the event of an emergency, my ass can be used as a flotation device.
Oh, that reminds me. You've all taken your pressure pills, right?
Yes. Stop asking.
On your mark, ready, set, let's go to the sea below. I know, you know, we go psycho for the show. That's a hit. Just can't sit. It's time to go diving with it. That's it. Call your buddy. Let's dive. We're about to go live. This ain't no jive. And you know it's always better down where it's wetter. So go with the flow. It's time for the show. Scuba Radio. Scuba Radio. We're going diving with it. Scuba Radio. We're going diving with it. Scuba Radio. We're going diving with it. Scuba Radio.
And welcome back to the world's first radio show devoted to diving. Here's a view I don't usually get. I'm staring down at a hot tub and getting ready to stick my big toe, which has a painted dive flag on it, into a hot tub. Yeah, this feels nice. Oh, that's nice. Papa likes. Yes. Very, very nice, relaxing afternoon here at Neil Watson's Hot Tub as we celebrate his birthday and Jerry Beatty's birthday from Dive Training Magazine. Jerry, you having a good time so far? Oh, this is like the pre-party to the real party later.
Absolutely awesome. Yeah. I'm totally flattered because Stuart Cove just walked in.
Yes, he did. Stuart Cove.
I couldn't be more honored. The shark man himself, the guy who controls Shark Week. I mean, and he came to our party.
He did. How you doing, Stuart? Good to see you, my friend. Yeah, use that mic right there.
Hey, it's great to be here, Greg, with Neil and Jerry celebrating their 50th and 60th days respectively. Is that correct?
I'll go with that. Yeah. You just stay right with that.
That's the first compliment they've gotten all afternoon.
Yeah, and
Stuart.
They don't look a day over 30.
Yes, exactly. Wow. He's obviously trying to get some money out of them or something. I don't know.
I'm trying to get my
what
upgraded.
Happened to Stuart's eyes?
Exactly. Stuart forgot his glasses. That's what the deal is anyway. But, Stuart, how are things over there in the Bahamas? You keep them busy or what?
You know, it's been a great season. We're seeing, across the board about a 10% increase from last year.
Excellent.
The numbers are there. The fish are there. The sharks are fantastic. We're seeing great improvement in the economy. Everything's positive.
Excellent. Good. And Shark Week just happened on the Discovery Channel. I didn't catch all the specials, but did they shoot some or show some footage from your operation? Because you have a lot of shark stuff going on over there.
Well,
good stuff.
They've renamed it Stuart Cove's Shark Week on Discovery.
Nice. Yeah, see, Stuart is a marketing genius when it comes to working the shark stuff. That is truly an experience you need to partake in, the shark dive over there. You got plenty of sharks. Those Caribbean reef sharks doing their thing, putting on quite a show for all the divers over there in Nassau, right?
Yeah, you can't beat the sharks of the Bahamas, not only in Nassau, but in Freeport, in Andros, Chubb, everywhere.
That's against the law, isn't it, Stuart?
Yeah, it might be.
You can't beat any of the sharks, can you?
You can't beat them. They protect them because they're big money makers. They're the stars of the sea there in the Bahamas, for sure.
Let me rephrase that. There's not a better dive anywhere in the Caribbean except the shark dives in the Bahamas.
That's
and,
I would,
and all
I would
the islands
agree
of the Bahamas.
With that. Yeah, absolutely. No doubt about it. Now, what about Jerry and Neil? You've known Neil for years, especially. Do you have any stories that you can actually share on the radio, or are they just too X-rated and we'd be taken off the air immediately as soon as we went into it?
The only thing I say about Neil is he's my my mentor.
Yeah.
And he brought me up when I was a young fledgling 30 years ago or so. He kind of showed me the ropes and helped me.
Well, wait a minute. 30 years ago, that would make him 10 at the time, according to no.
Well, he looks good. You know, he works. He's lifting those weights all the time.
Exactly.
And he's got that Clairol for men or whatever it is on his hair. so maybe he's a little older.
Yeah.
But, you know, Neil's a remarkable man. He does everything for everybody and never asks for anything. He's run the Bahamas Dive Association for many years.
Yeah.
He's been on the DEMA board, and he's doing all this stuff for the industry and for helping diving and never asks for a thing.
Neil, let me give you this opportunity to ask Stuart for something.
Really. I'm making a list. I'm sitting back there saying,
exactly. I could get some serious dough out of this guy now.
No, I can't believe I was going to say he's grown up, but he really hasn't.
It's hell being a 12-year-old in a 50-year-old's body.
Yes. Right. Well, I hear you for sure. But yeah, he's quite a person you mentor with, for sure, and I follow you in that regard to Mr. Watson, for sure. But you guys are both part of the Bahamas Dive Association. We got BahamasDiving.com, the new booking engine there. Booking.
I'm the president. I do the work. He's the vice president. He does nothing and takes credit for it.
That's right. I'm the token Bahamian on the committee.
Yeah, you know? Okay. All right.
So I don't have to do anything but be me.
Yeah, well, that's not a bad gig. And, hey, we're going to tell you about some of the places you can go in the Bahamas through that Bahamas Diving Booking Engine next, right here on the world's first radio show devoted to diving. Stick around. More coming up from the hot tub.
Here on the island. This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network. Dive into one of the greatest adventures of your life. Become a real treasure hunter. Spend a week diving one of the richest Spanish galleons ever to be lost at sea with the world's greatest treasure hunters. And take home up to $2,500 worth of treasure. For the first time ever, the public is invited to dive the most famous shipwreck in history. Mel Fisher's Atocha. You'll go behind the scenes on a working salvage boat, recovering treasure and artifacts that are almost 400 years old. You'll learn firsthand all about treasure hunting and historic shipwreck conservation. You'll see the charts and Atocha's treasure manifest. Working alongside Mel Fisher's dive team, you'll have the chance to find your very own piece of history and take home authentic artifacts worth up to $2,500. Trips are limited to 6 weeks each summer, so book your trip today. Call 305-294-5441 or go to melfisher.com. Today's the day.
BahamasDiving.com. You can go there and book everything soup to nuts for your next diving adventure, whether it's in Nassau with Stewart Cove Dive Bahamas or going over to Andros for Small Hope Bay Lodge. There's so many to choose from, over 700 islands. We have some of them represented here at Neil Watson and Jerry Beatty's birthday event, Stewart Cove. Bruce Purdy, Bruce and Peggy from Blackbeard's Cruises and the Aquacat, they're here and part of that group as well. And once again, BahamasDiving.com. Go there, book it, and you'll be good to go. Now, Bill, the producer, back in Orlando, not in a hot tub, but he is near a toilet. And he's flushing it every once in a while so he can create some kind of ambiance to kind of, get in the mood of being where we are. Oh, there it is. Yeah, see? I don't know if it's working for him. It's not really working for me, but I told him to do what was necessary to kind of get in the groove. Now, Bill, I know, said that Big Wave Dave was going to join us on the phone. I don't know if he's on there now. Is he? Dave, are you with us? Bill?
It'd be great if he was.
Yes, it would be great, but he's not ready yet, I guess.
Not yet.
You're too focused on the toilet flush, weren't you?
Pretty focused.
Yeah, okay.
He was calling us, so yeah. I was waiting for him to call.
Okay, well, that's what he evidently he's playing.
He called earlier and said, tell Neil I said happy birthday, and I said, I'm not where he is. And he said, oh, sucks to be you.
Yeah, well, it does. It does. But everybody knows that if they listen to this show for the last 13 years. But that's okay. We still consider you a friend. And you know,
right.
Kind of. All right, but, well, yeah. would you like to say happy birthday to Neil? Because he is standing right here. Bill.
Happy birthday, Neil.
Well, thank you, Bill. Why aren't you here? Can't you do
you know,
that? Can't you do what you're doing
sometimes.
From here?
Huh? Yeah. What do you have to do, Bill? What
not
do you
exactly.
No, not exactly.
No.
What
I get
do you do? I've never figured out what you do.
I stand around half dressed.
Oh, dude, that's more than I
mainly.
Needed to know.
Yeah, well, now you know why he's not here.
Okay, well, that's a good thing.
I was doing
we could put you in a mermaid tail, maybe.
Yeah, no, you don't want to see that either, trust
yeah,
me.
Stuart and I are going to do the mermaid.
Well, there you go. When we come back.
Okay.
How'd you like to talk diving with Greg the Dive Master? He's pulled that long hose out of his throat, and he's ready to talk now. Call Scuba Radio at 1-888-88-SCUBA. Your surface interval is complete. You are now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
Hi, this is Richie Kohler.
And I'm John Chatterton.
And you're listening to Scuba Radio.
Yowza. This is the world's first radio show dedicated to diving.
And welcome back to the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. And, a lot of stuff going on this weekend. Not only is it Neil and Jerry's birthday, we talked about the underwater scooter races going on in Pompano Beach. RecRacingLeague.com. You can check it out all right there. However, also, Single Scott was down in the Keys this week diving with our friends at Dive Key West. They were down there. He dove with them for a couple of days. And then he headed over and did his thing with the Mel Fisher folks and Mel Fisher's Treasures. He's actually an investor where he goes down and gets to dive the wreck of the Atosha and actually salvage coins and things off the wreck. And he keeps up to what he's invested. And he's doing quite well from what I hear. He pulled up a pretty nice haul last week. We're going to get more updates there on a couple weeks about what he exactly pulled up himself. However, I believe we have Sean Fisher from Mel Fisher's Treasure, the grandson of Mel Fisher, on the line. Is that right?
That's right. That's right. Hey, and first, quick correction. Single Scott can keep up to six times the amount he invests.
Oh, what? Okay, well then, I'm going to have to call him.
And then when we hit the big pile, he might make 80 times what he invested.
Oh, nice. Yeah, you guys have been having a great year in that regard, right, Sean?
Yeah, we've been bringing up lots of treasure. They seem to be coming back with handfuls of coins, copper ingots, something good every trip. You know, and those copper ingots are exciting. We're finding them in an area of the site that there's this really hard-packed mud, and, you know, it's time-consuming work. It takes us a day to dig maybe two holes, but we're getting deeper than we've ever got before, and finding copper ingots, and, you know, where the copper ingots were, it's the same area where the silver bars were in the silver coin chest. So we're real excited. We're going to find some good stuff pretty soon.
Nice. Well, you know, that is something that a lot of people don't, you know, aren't aware that there's still a lot of treasure available to salvage on the wreck of the Atocha, even after the 20-something years that you guys have been working this wreck site. And we talk about this every time I have you on the air, but I come up to the divers at some of the shows and places we go, and they're going, what? You can still do this? And they're still pulling things off? I mean, it. Once again, the latest figure is, or estimate, you think they're still underwater there that you guys still haven't salvaged is what in dollar amount?
I mean, just a minimum based on solely what we know is out there from the manifest, at least a few hundred million dollars. And,
wow.
And you know, most of what we're finding nowadays wasn't on the manifest. I mean, we found 16,000 natural pearls a couple of years back, this $120,000 beautiful silver gilted rosewater dish, $1 million chalice. You know, and none of this stuff was even on the manifest. So I mean, the potential is so vast, it's hard to even put a number on, hundreds of millions of dollars.
Yeah, well, and once again, if you go to melfisher.com, you can go there and actually sign up to be an investor like Single Scott and be a part of the salvage team. And like you said, whatever you find when you're out there diving during your one-year term or whatever, you actually get to keep up to six, eight times your investment. Is that right? Was it six or eight? I want to make sure.
Six times.
Yes.
So if, say Single Scott goes out there and he finds a $50,000 gold coin, you know, Scott would get to keep that. If he goes out there and he finds a $300,000 gold disc, that's mine.
Nice.
So.
How'd you like to talk diving with Greg the Dive Master? He's pulled that long hose out of his throat, and he's ready to talk now. Call Scuba Radio at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
Bula, that's the greeting you get from the smiling, generous Fijians who welcome you to Fiji. And while Fiji's friendly people, white sand beaches, rainforest, and waterfalls are a huge draw for any traveler, divers in the know consider Fiji the soft coral capital of the world. With direct regular flights from LAX on Air Pacific, it's never been easier to live your Fiji experience. Go to FijiMe.com to book dive packages from backpacker to five-star spa resorts. That's FijiMe.com.
I'm always the first to run low on air.
I'm adjusting my BCD all the time.
It feels that I spent half my dive swimming back to the dive boat and on the surface.
You can learn to improve your diving so that you can feel more confident with your skills and more comfortable in the water thanks to the Professional Association of Dive Instructors. Peak Performance Buoyancy and the Navigation Specialty Course are just a few of the many PADI offerings to consider. Visit PADI.com to find the PADI Dive Center nearest you. PADI, the way the world learns to dive.
On the line with us is Neil Watson, the depth and distance world record holder for scuba diving. He's also the president of the Bahamas Diving Association. Neil, just what is it about the Bahamas that makes diving there so attractive?
Greg, one of the unique features is our diversity. We're 100,000 square miles, literally 50 miles from the U.S. mainland, whether it's sharks, wrecks, reefs, walls. We have everything that any diver and even a non-diving spouse could ever want for a dive destination.
You can start planning your Bahamas adventure at BahamasDiving.com. The Bahamas, our 700 islands, could change you forever.
Here at Scuba Radio, we've been fans of Force Fins for years. With over 12 styles and just about every color imaginable, Force Fins are in a league of their own. Now, they aren't the biggest company out there, just the best. So sometimes Force Fins are hard to find. That's why we've made the whole line of Force Fins available on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Order yourself a pair today, and they'll be delivered right to your door and be ready for your next dive. That's the merchandise page at scubaradio.com.
There. This is Dr. Sylvia Earle, and this is Scuba Radio, the first radio program devoted exclusively to diving.
Yes, thank you, Dr. Sylvia Earle. She's a nice lady. I'm surprised she's not here, but she's here in spirit for Neil Watson's birthday, as well as Jerry Beatty, two dive industry icons. And we're broadcasting from Neil's hot tub in his honor. Actually, it's let's be real. It's an excuse to broadcast from a hot tub, a special place, a Neil's hot tub at that. A lot of history taking place here.
Yeah, a lot of history.
Yeah, most of it we can't talk about on the radio, but trust me, it's there. It's all there. Big Wave Dave has been here in the past. He's not this year, but I think he is in spirit, and he might be on the telephone. Is that true? Dave, are you there?
That's true. I'm actually across the United States in California.
California. Now, are you there and not here because of some kind of, you know, problem with the law, or what happened?
Hey, no, I was there 5 years ago. In fact, as I remember, the bartender got drunk, so I had to take over. My wife and I poured drinks for everybody all night last time.
Okay.
No, I've got a big event coming up this week, sponsored by Patty out here at called Blue Oceans in Monterey, California.
Okay, good. So you have an event. He's out there doing his Big Wave Dave thing with the DEMA pool and turning people on to diving. So he has an excuse, Neil.
I don't want to hear him whining about being the bartender. He put a tip cup out and he made like $300. And you know what?
Because every time I poach somebody one, they made me drink one.
I've kept that stupid cheese hat for 5 years, man, to wear it in the jacuzzi with you, Big Wave, and you bailed on me, man.
Well, hey.
You know, it was not up to me. I was planning on being there, but you know,
Well, there's many more to come. I mean, you know, Jerry and I are, and I'm standing here with Stuart Cope. We got so many years before we completely grow into our egos.
Hey, tell Jerry next time I see him, make sure he gets a tailgater.
Yes.
Want another tailgater. In fact, bring me a case.
Yeah. By the way, Neil Watson sporting a fine T-shirt today. It says, "I'm too good looking to be this old." And I think everybody would back him up on that, wouldn't they?
Hey!
All the guys just
said,
I mean,
the problem is I don't look like anybody. Jerry Beatty's been taking pictures and signing autographs of Jean-Michel Gusteau for 20 years.
Neil, you did that last time at EAA.
Exactly. He was signing autographs for Jerry at that party.
Well, but, somebody went up to Jean-Michel and wanted a picture with him. And he said, "I'm Jean-Michel. Let's have a picture." And he went, "Oh, I thought you were Jerry Beatty."
Ah, there you go. Of course. Yes, they have that same kind of hairstyle thing going on for sure. All right. Well, Dave, enjoy yourself there in California. DEMA pool or the scuba pool can be tracked, and you can follow along at beadiver.com, correct? You got it. We'll follow your progress, and then we'll meet up at DEMA, if not sooner. Okay, my friend?
That's okay. Hey, I'll be seeing you in Orlando end of September at the AARP Expo. We'll be there in the pool.
You got it. All right, we're continuing with that aging theme, I guess. That's the dealio. All right, Dave, well, have a good one, my friend. We're going to get back to our hot tubbing. We have priorities here on this show. Come on now.
Okay. See you guys later.
All right. There you go. Big Wave Dave from the scuba pool, Be A Diver pool. BeADiver.com. Go there. Find out where the pool is going to show up. It might be coming to a city near you or an event near you, and you can go there and try diving or have a friend who wants to try diving. It's a great opportunity. And if nothing else, just go to BeADiver.com and learn about becoming a certified diver. You listen to this show and you hear how much fun we're having just hanging out by a hot tub. Usually it's a tiki bar, but a hot tub works as well.
Be A Pervert pool.
Excuse me?
We're in the Be A Pervert pool.
Okay. All right, that works too. But obviously we're having so much fun, and it's a great group to be a part of, and that is the world of being a scuba diver, and that's what we do is share the joy here every week and give you a little glimpse of what it's like to be a diver. Neil, reflecting back on your career of now, what,
53 years? 53 years. I started diving in 1953.
Oh,
what's
okay,
that?
Okay.
Do the math. I'm a diver.
Know. Are you kidding
okay,
me?
Okay, let's all get it together here.
That's 57.
57.
That's 57
he wins or something.
He
57 years.
Okay, we're going to give him
57 years,
pants.
And you know what?
Bill earned
you know
his
what?
Pants.
It's a passing fad, but I'm going to hang with it.
Absolutely. Nice. Yeah, but favorite memories you have as divers? What is working for you these days? Because I know you're just as passionate as now about diving as you were.
Well,
the 13
you know,
years
I mean, the big circle.
Metamucil is it. That's the difference?
You know, I've partnered with Guy Harvey on a project over in Bimini.
Oh, right. Yeah.
I'm just over the top, you know what I mean? Guy and I have been friends for years, but we've never had the pleasure of working together, and we're involved in a project in Bimini at the Big Game Club, which I lived in Bimini for like over 10 years, started the first dive operation over there. It was my first second operation in the Bahamas. Two of my sons were born when I was over there. And, I mean, it's a soft spot in my heart, and it's such a thrill to get back there, and we're going to have an over-the-top dive operation that hope to kick off around the middle of October.
Middle of October. So now we have the official opening of the dive section of the new Guy Harvey Resort.
Yeah, Dan can take a picture. I've tattooed my 800 number on the chest, and you can just send that out.
Wow, wait a minute. That is not your chest. I don't like it when you bend over like that. And the way you're using the zeros for the 800 number, that's
got all my websites there.
It's good stuff. Yeah, well, that is going to be a pretty cool place to check out. I mean, it's been a few years since I've been to Bimini to dive, but when I was, that was some great diving there.
Well, I'm assuming that you will be there for the opening.
With bells on. Or nothing
that's
else.
That's not necessary.
And nothing else, right?
You can bring
Bill.
Dive gear. Bells aren't necessary.
Okay. All right. I'll leave the bells. I'll bring a mermaid or two.
Now, that's
we'll
important.
Cut the
that's
ribbon.
Important. You can just send the mermaid. We'll call in.
Okay. All right. Yeah. We don't need us. Let's just send the mermaid. Tony, what do you think? You up for going to Bimini for a few days to help opening a new dive operation?
I think I could swing that possibly.
She could work it. She'll work it into her busy schedule as a mermaid.
Perfect. All right. Yeah.
Doesn't
it's a deal. It's
ask
a plan.
Her new husband?
Her new husband?
Hey,
I don't know.
Knock that off.
I
could have sworn she got married since I saw her last.
No, she was gifted to Neil Watson today. Is that who you're talking about?
Hey. I could hear that. Yeah. Yes.
Hey, it's my party. I'll get what I want. What is that?
Wow, Neil sang. I that might be a first right there.
It was.
It was?
Yeah.
Maybe a last.
It's a last.
Okay, all right, good. Whew. I thought I was bad. Whew. All right, more coming up on the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
We've got to get down.
Yes, next week, next 2 weeks, as a matter of fact, we will be broadcasting from Grenada. We're going to be getting down in Grenada, and we got two full shows to produce from the islands, and you're welcome to come along. Just tune in next Saturday and the Saturday thereafter, and join us for quite an adventure on the Spice Island. Now, we're about ready to wrap things up and get the party started here. At Neil Watson's birthday, we're at his jacuzzi. Oh, man, you got to work on those jets, Neil. What's going on with the jacuzzi jets there?
Looks good to me.
Yeah, it was working. Then some.
Quit hogging. Whoa,
there it is. Hello. All right, Mermaid Tony in the hot tub. Any final thoughts before we partake and really kick it up a notch here for your birthday? And I pull out the tape recorder, and we do Scuba Radio Uncensored.
You know, if there's such a thing as a reincarnation.
Yeah.
I want to come back as Neil Watson.
Yes. Don't we all? Don't we all? Jerry Beatty from Dive Training Magazine. He is turning 60 or 50. Or what are we saying?
Well, let's leave that kind of in the gray area.
Final thoughts or reflections?
Final thoughts is it's good to know Neil Watson.
Okay.
It's good to know Neil Watson and being born on the same day because he's 10 years older. So
there you go.
That works good. So when he falls asleep, I can steal his girlfriend.
Ah, nice. Okay. I'm sure she won't have anything to say about that. But that's all good. That's all good. It's an honor to know you both. I can't wait to kick back and have a drink with you here over the next few hours. And we're going to pull out the Scuba Radio tape recorder and get some hush money recording, as they said at the break. I kind of like that concept. About how we can work the system a little bit. Stuart Cove here. Stuart, are you ready to have a good time tonight or what?
Boy, I'm ready to always have a good time with these old guys. I'm the youngster in this crowd.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm looking around here. I see Walt DeMartini.
Yeah.
Bruce Walt Purdy, Bruce. Captain Slade, of course.
Uh-huh.
The two birthday boys, and that's it's honestly pretty scary. I mean, when you know people 30, 40 years.
Yeah.
I said, came in here, I thought, boy, you guys look like hell. And then I looked in the mirror.
Oh, no. Yeah, he's still holding up pretty well.
I don't know if it's the booze or the diving or just the years, but, man, things aren't quite as perky as they used to be.
Yeah, well, I don't know if perky is the right word. We don't want to use that word, especially when we got a mermaid in the hot tub. So let's just leave it at that. Tony, you ready to go to Grenada?
I am absolutely ready.
All right, let's get this party started here at Neil Watson's Hot Tub and Birthday Bash.
Yeah, baby.
And then next week, make sure you join us in Grenada. We're going to be there broadcasting live from the Spice Island. That's coming up not just next Saturday, but the week after that as well. So tune in. Till then, remember, it's always better. Where, Tony?
Down where it's wet.
Wait. Say that again.
Down where it's wetter.
Yeah, especially in the hot tub.
Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated.
This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters? Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go.